K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. I'm actually recording this on Friday night. This will come out tomorrow morning-ish, somewhere around there. And we have not talked other things, all things K-State sports. There are some other things going on other than basketball. And, of course, the ongoing movement of football and other things right now. In this episode, solely focusing on the women's tennis team here and recording this again on Friday night. First weekend of February 2nd, 2024. And today's episode, well, I'm again recording this on Friday. It's already out. So in that, I talked a little bit about the tennis team. Two road games, right? So the women's team, they're in Denver, Colorado. They just wrapped up. Tomorrow, they'll be in Iowa, right? So when this comes out tomorrow, they'll be getting ready for the Iowa Hawkeyes. But tonight, they lost to Denver 4-2. And this one, and head coach of this team, I knew it was a Jordan something. It is Jordan Smith. So had to refresh my memory. See, I told you it's been a minute since we talked tennis on this podcast. But 4-2, which K-State came in this weekend undefeated. Well, they ain't no more. As they're 3-1. Yes, they dropped the doubles point, but they could not hang on there. They won three singles matches, but could not get a doubles match there. In there, as Julian Harkin and Charlotte Kettle each dropped their match there. Let's see. Man, we'll just go through. I'm just going to bounce around here a little bit. Here, because there's some scores down here. Vanessa Suarez. Here's two notables here, right? Okay, Maria Santos was on last year's team, earning a second point for the Cats. Swept Claudia Martinez. We'll get to that in a moment. And sophomore Vanessa Suarez. And you know my stance on this. Why we're going to unfinished matches. We're just going to not play them. I just don't know. But anyways, unfinished match. Also encountering three sets in the number one spot against one of Denver's own players. We're going to go with Andrea Beltran, 7-5, 1-6, and 1-2 when that doubles point was clinched by Denver there as well. Let's flip the script a little bit to the score. Of course, Denver 4, Kansas State Women's Tennis 2 on the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. So Vanessa Suarez beat, well, that kind of, she was in the number one spot. I just said that. All right. So let's go down here to number two. Oh my gosh. Mommy, what's going on? Manimi Yukita, what's rolling it? Lost to Britt Purcell, 6-4, 6-1. Veronica Kuvhava, who's in the third slot, lost to Louise O'Connor in straight sets. Then you have Charlotte Kittle also losing, but this time lost in three sets with Caroline Driscoll of Denver, 6-0, 6-2, 7-5. And the other two were single match wins, along with Vanessa Suarez of Kansas State, like a Teresa Parklova, over Alice Otis, 6-4, 6-3, and Maria Santos in the sixth spot, beat Claudia Martinez de Vasconcelos. Yeah, I brought you that one. 6-3, 6-3, and 6-2. When we're diving women tennis, you're going to excuse me for a little bit, because the fact that a lot of these names, whether it's Denver, KU, wherever it is, Wichita State, you're going to have some weird names up in there, because Russian, Italy, you know what I'm saying, talking about. So I can go on and on from there. But anyways, doubles match there. A costly loss here, but here, Veronica Kuhava and Teresa Pukova beat Purcell and Bertrand 4-4. Actually, that was unfinished, so excuse me. So, yeah, they're on the wrong end of this one. So, Yukita, and looks like we're going to say her first name, Maria Lugu. They were on the losing end of Wakander and Driscoll of Denver, so... Could not get a singles not a singles point. They dominated the singles, but couldn't get a doubles win there because two of the three of them were on finish. I mean, come on, man. I mean, the other one was 4-4. You could at least played it out, but I ain't go on and on, but I'm not going to carry this on any further than that. But so right there, Denver 4, Kansas State 2. So we're going to get a lot caught up there on Tennessee. And while I'm on that, we're just going to go through the coaches for right now. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III checking in with you on this Friday night as I'm recording this. And then, of course, tomorrow's going to be a super busy day. When y'all listen to this, it'll be Saturday. It'll be a busy day across the board. We're Kansas State Athletics. Both basketball teams play at 1. Tennis got to travel to Iowa City to take on Hawkeyes there. Golf team down out in Puerto Rico. There's a lot more movement going on. I'm going to be racing here this weekend. Finally trying to get settled down here. So it's just a lot of stuff going on. But that's a good thing. Good thing now. And let's not forget about indoor track. Yeah, let's not forget about those guys down there as well. But for right now, we'll wrap up with the coaching staff here. We already mentioned Jordan Smith, head coach. Excuse me. Woo! Chase Colvin, the assistant head coach there. And then we'll get a crack at this. Inez Mesquita, a volunteer head coach. Therefore, Kansas State. and support staff, Haley Descino, Shannon Burke, Lane Trudeau, Ashley Shottery is the rest of the lineup there for the support staff there as well. So, kind of a tough loss on the road for Kansas State Women's Tennis. That's their first loss in their record this year. And let me go, for those of you who are new to the podcast first time, Women's Tennis Team. Let's see, they have the rest of the schedule here. Yeah, so they played. Excuse me again. Yeah, I'm recording this. It's not even 8 yet, man. Come on. Come on, EG3. Get it together. But anyways, yeah, so Iowa tomorrow at 11. And then what's counteract with going back a little bit to up to this loss for the women's tennis team this afternoon against Denver. They beat Drake last month, 6-1, right? Defeat the rival from down south, the little neighbors, Wichita State, 5-2, and then swept South Dakota 7-0, and then, of course, they lost today. So that's kind of a mini look at the women's tennis team now, and we'll see what they can do up in Iowa against the Hawkeyes tomorrow morning to get K-State Saturday Sports going. Yeah, I'm going to have something there as well, along with this podcast episode as well. K-State Sports Saturday is going to be off the hook tomorrow, beginning with women's tennis at Iowa tomorrow. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it. Remember, podcasts are found. We are free and available. Whenever we do post content, we'll go with that. And hopefully, I think the plan now is clear. I got my schedule cleared out. Not clear, but it's going to be busy. But my evening is clear. Me and Alex will record a bonus episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. We have 2 channels. Obviously, the main one, which is still there with the Pearl Project Podcast logo, with the headset, iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. And then the other channel is with the E on it, with the host name Eddie Greer, EddieGrier. That is under construction. And when I finally get to finishing up with this, then I'm going to post all of it. I don't care if it was first of the fall semester or what. I'm reposting everything on that channel. It's good. Listen, I know y'all been missing out. So I've been holding out on y'all for that. So shout out Alex Aiden again out there in San Diego, California. And hopefully, since I moved up here to Kansas City now, we can get together at some point and record a live, not necessarily a live episode, but a live recording of the Pearl Project Podcast. I think that would be something you guys would enjoy there as well. I know I on a guest list, I've been behind on that, but once I finally get my butt situated, I will get that all squared away. But for right now, we're going to wave the chicken flag on this women's tennis edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State again, Kansas State women's tennis. losing their first match of the winter spring semester, losing to Denver by the count of 4-2. What's going to happen to Iowa when this podcast goes? Might as well, let's roll with it. What's going to happen against Iowa in Iowa City later on here? I'll get this out definitely an hour before the match starts. So we'll get this rolling. But for now, I'll say out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer, KC Mo. It's been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.